We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on The Ticket. Ira Windeman's going to join us later on in today's program. We'll talk to him in the 9 o'clock hour, along with UFC legend Tito Ortiz. He is going to be fighting Alberto. Well, I know him as Alberto Del Rio. I don't know what the dude's actual name is. I got to be honest with you.
The former WWE guy?
Yeah. He's fighting him this weekend on pay-per-view at Combate Americas. So, I don't know what Alberto Del Rio's real name is. I should probably look at that before the interview. But is it, hey, you want to talk to Tito Ortiz? And of course, he's a UFC legend. Leroy's seen the 30 for 30 on him with him and Chuck, which was really good. Did you watch that one, Robbie?
I had not seen that one.
It's really good. It's a good dive into the beginning of the UFC, those guys taking off. And you know what the funny thing about Tito Ortiz is taking on Alberto Del Rio is Tito Ortiz wanted to be a professional wrestler. Like that was his first hope as a kid. So it's kind of funny that he's going to be actually fighting Alberto Del Rio, a former WWE champion, but in an actual fight. That's kind of weird. You remember that from the 30 for 30, Leroy, where Tito Ortiz, he wanted to be a professional wrestler. Like that was
was a while ago.
No, I'm saying, but like in the 30 for 30, they said he's like, yeah, before I knew I could get paid to actually fight. Like, his first want was to be a professional wrestler.
Right.
So now this weekend, on Saturday, he's fighting Alberto Del Rio in an actual fight. So he's saying on a former professional wrestler, but in an actual MMA match.
Jose Alberto Rodriguez.
That's his stage name? That's what he's going by on this card?
That's his, like, legal name.
But what's he going by on this? Like, do we know what he's going by on this fight?
It says Alberto Del Rio. That, like, you know, it says Alberto Del Rio taking on Tito Ortiz.
Okay, so yeah. I guess he probably still owns the name. I guess that's what I would do. It's like when CM Punk fought in the UFC. He didn't go by Phil Brooks.
CM Punk
actually fought a UFC fight. But I think Alberto Del Rio actually has a little bit more MMA experience from what I understand. So we'll talk to Tito Ortiz before the end of today's show.
By the way, there's a connection with both of our guests.
What?
We have Ira coming on.
Yep.
We have an MMA fighter coming on.
Yep.
Yesterday on Man vs. Bear, one of the contestants, a former MMA fighter, his name was Ira.
Let's get
that. Can you really be an MMA fighter and be Ira?
I don't know.
This is WAXYAM South Miami.
Let's ask Ira.
WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports.
We'll ask Ira Windeman if he's ever thrown hands at the gym.
But I'm just saying, when you're thinking of a natural badass, the word Ira doesn't come to mind.
Do you think Tito Ortiz feels like he could beat a.
Not Tito. When your name Tito, you kicking ass.
Tito's a fighter name.
Right, exactly.
Do you think Tito Ortiz believes you could beat an 80-year-old Chuck Norris?
Yes.
No.
Come on, man.
No.
Come on, man.
You're 0-4 on this. We've already had former heavyweight champion George Foreman say no shot. No shot.
George Foreman. He was serious, too.
Yep.
That pissed me off even more.
What else you got, Robbie? Let's get to some headlines.
All right, yeah. Before we get to this damning quote from this board of trustees, he scheduled a loss last night against the Boston Celtics.
Yep, no
got
bigs.
Blown out.
No bigs.
Jimmy Butler though had 37 points in the loss.
Yeah.
Wouldn't come out of the game even in super garbage time.
I tell you what, dude. That dude does. I think the back to back thing. Why it frustrates him? That dude does not get tired.
But,
he's unbelievable.
But I think he's making a statement to the rest of the guys.
Yep.
Like. We fight till the end. And so from that standpoint, that's probably why he didn't come out. He probably won't do that all the time. But you're talking about a guy who was the second round draft pick.
End of the first, I believe.
End of the first. He had to fight, claw, and scratch to get where he is. And he wants everybody to understand that.
Yep.
And so that's why he culture.
He is. He is. And yesterday he wanted... You know, when you're Heat culture, he wants it to be known to the young guys that, you know, he doesn't want to hear anything about back-to-backs. You know, he just had a triple-double and then scored 37 points the next night. So What else you got, Robbie?
Yeah, they couldn't stop Jaylen Brown. He had 31 points for the Celtics.
Yeah, he was killing it for the corner with that three. Jaylen Brown was awesome yesterday. Kemba Walker was dicing up the Heat on defense.
That corner three has been a nemesis for the Heat the last two nights. Norman Powell, yep. And then Jaylen Brown last night.
No, certainly has. Certainly has. Yeah, Jaylen Brown was awesome, and Kemba Walker was dicing up Kendrick Nunn. I mean, Kendrick Nunn was getting that dude Theis, that German dude. He was pummeling Kendrick Nunn on these screens. Like and Kemba Walker's just he's just a monster when it comes to freeing that stuff up, because that's how he has to score. He's maybe 6 foot.
Right.
I was surprised at who the Celtics had in the starting lineup. I know Gordon Hayward was out, but you had that guy Theis. I didn't heard of him before. And then you had Grant Williams. I knew he was a star at Tennessee, but he's a rookie, and he's starting for the Celtics.
Yeah, there was a frustrating part where Theis went and he out-rebounded Myers Leonard and Bam out on one possession. Just like, and he's like 6'8".
He's got some serious tats.
You're like, come on, bro. Like you can't even on a back-to-back, you don't want to get out-hustled like that between your two big guys right there, and you're letting the 6'8", 6'7" guy just out jump you? Nah.
Somebody said Despo leave Daniel Craig a message saying Waiters does not play.
Probably. Yes. Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah, better than the whiteboard. Waiters does not play. It probably wouldn't be that loud because Waiters could see that, but it'd be an acronym. DNPDW.
Deion Waiters knows he's not playing. That's why he ate popcorn on the bench the other night, dude. He knows he's not playing basketball.
He pulled the Tony Romo?
Yeah. He was eating popcorn.
Yeah. Him and T.O., get your popcorn ready, because you's going to be watching the whole night.
Another headlines. We call this the Christian Yelich effect, because the Marlins, they are moving in the fences at Marlins Park.
Yeah, that's right. Bringing in the fences, starting to make it an offensive juggernaut team. We're not going to go out here like the rest of these yahoos trying to go about pitching. We're going to go out there. We're going to slug. That's why you go out and get the bats that you go get. Imagine Cooper Loop. With the fence in, how many home runs is Cooper Loop going to go ahead? He's going to go out there. He's going to go and break the home run record. I always liked working in a smaller ring because you had more impact with the big elbow at the top rope. Didn't have as much distance that you had to fly. Everybody more confident playing in a smaller arena. No further questions, Mean Gene. Plus fake grass.
Yeah, the fake grass. They're one of the five teams now that have synthetic grass.
Well, they have the damn dome going the entire time. You can't have real grass at that ballpark. And they never play outdoors.
I mean, I don't even know. Like, I get the whole retractable roof thing. But if you get a retractable roof for the summer, which is the main season, you might as well close the roof. You might as well just not have a retractable roof.
They opened it a lot more in the summer months.
Yeah, well, geez, the ballpark, I'm going to say, the Marlins Park is way better when the roof is open.
The atmosphere.
It just looks better. It feels better. But you just, you know, the weather here, it's unholy. So you can't do it. You can't do it. But, it's about time that they bring in those damn fences. They were last in everything offensively last year. You got to do something. Something.
You think bringing a fence in 10 feet is going to...
Something, Leroy. Just a little bit.
look at Christian Yelich. Look at the difference.
Let me show you how differences of opinions are. Because the way I look at it is you're thinking, ooh, now we can have more offense. I'm looking at it as the other team can hit more home runs too.
Yeah, but the offense has been so putrid. Like... It's not
right,
like,
but it's not like you're bouncing off the walls.
You can't go out there and say the pitching is the worst. The offense is the worst.
Since the ballpark opened in 2012, I believe the Marlins have hit about like 150 more home runs on the road than they've hit at their home ballpark.
Yeah, it's you have to do it. You have to change it in some regard. You know,
I miss the second time they moved in the fences. Remember the OG fences, like 420, the big giant green wall.
Ridiculous. Yeah, you guys, and when they made that, it was stupid. Like, because the first, I remember pro player, it was 434 to deep center field. And that was like, you're playing in a football stadium. I thought when you moved in, you were going to change things up a little bit, but nope. They're like, we have Stanton. It's cool. But that's why, that's why you basically had a walking Art Basel as your owner. Boys, I wanted like 480 feet. I wanted like the polo grounds.
But
back in the day.
What's more amazing is he had 59 home runs. Was it 59 that year?
Yeah.
Right? Imagine how many he would have hit if we had.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now the Yankees are just trying to get him on the field.
I wonder if the Marlins employees under lawyer had to valet parking to get to work.
Oh, dude.
He probably charged them full parking.
Boys, we're going to have a Basil here today. It's Basil Day at the ballpark. I'm going to tape a banana to a wall. It's art. Art Basil has taken over our building. Is anybody out at Art Basel? Did anybody go to Art Basel last night? Can you send me the most ridiculous piece of art?
No, I thought it starts today.
Well, I saw Manso yesterday. He was at Art Basel. I think it started last night.
All right. On Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yes. Huh. Good text from this person. Martins made sure Wei and Chen was out of town before they moved the fences in.
100%. Yeah, you can't have that.
He gives up those bombs.
Big old meatball factory.
Bombs.
Meanwhile, that just shows you how bad Heath Bell was, because he was here with the OG fences and he was giving up bombs. That's how bad he sucked.
They were hitting balls so far.
Yep.
And it was always in the eighth and ninth inning, which made it worse.
Boys, I need all this space out here. I got to put up a home run statue. It's like, are you sure, Lori? We don't want to like make it a bar somewhere. Art! I want Basil in center field. Make it 434.
Is it going to be like music and stuff like that? Or
where?
Art Basel.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's full of hors d'oeuvres and, you know, people looking and thinking, yes.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes.
How are we going to do Uber Eats?
What do you mean?
Yeah, the Art Basel's in the way. You have to walk out to the parking lot to pick up your bananas.
I don't know. Maybe you tell them to come to the front of the building. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm worried about tripping over art walking out, man. Maybe I have to
buy something.
You're
not going to trip over that art.
I mean, life is art. That's true. They'll tell you. Like, this carpet is art. I'm surprised it's not framed.
Some of the art in this building is still in the box.
Yeah,
we haven't taken it out to view the art.
Yeah, I'd like to... excuse me, welcome here to Art Basel. I'd like to call this piece Cough Button. this is a piece. It's done by Entercom. It's to let people know your air. You must control it theoretically on the air. You will display all coughs for everybody, and... You have the cough buttons, they're there, but not in use, because who needs to erase our mistakes of breathing, which is coughing? $9,000.
I'd like to call this dust monitor. It looks like an Etch-a-Sketch. It's got a Oh my goodness, what do we do? Oh, by the way, guess who's making a return to football?
Who?
Eli.
Oh, yeah, Eli's back. Daniel Jones is injured.
Daniel Jones has a high ankle sprain.
So the Dolphins might be taking on Eli next week?
Possible.
Possible.
Ooh, interesting. Interesting.
And, other NFL news, I just saw this on the call now, that the Colts claimed a kicker, Chase McLaughlin. Now, why is that important? Because they have Vinatieri, and they haven't cut him yet, and they just claimed a kicker off of waivers, and this could be the end for Vinatieri.
Vinatieri can't get the ball in the air.
He's 100.
Yep. He thought if he cut that beard off, he would get the Fountain of Youth. Did not work.
We'll get that money quote from Robbie, on the Canes Board of Trustees. Plus, speaking of money quotes, this joker, Adam Gase, he's talking about all his why is everybody better away from him? Next. Ow! Yeah! Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Robbie rolling with us as well. Ira Winneman's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll get more into that Heat loss against the Boston Celtics last night. Jimmy Butler was pretty pissed. We'll get some of that later this hour as well. I just did an Art Basel tour. I just put on my Instagram page, @Brendan_Tobin. You guys can see what we have going on here at the building with all this fantastic art. Art Basel. I even showed him the display of what I like to call cough buttons. It's our own submission to Art Basel. We're gonna see if we win Art Basel.
You sure you don't want to do dust monitor?
We can do that too.
What about the ISO bathroom?
Yeah, maybe more. We'll show you more pieces. We'll continue to take us on our tour. But if you guys want to go to @Brendan_Tobin on Instagram,
are there smells at Art Basel? Because we got one downstairs that
It's putrid. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
It smells like somebody just dropped a deuce right in the hallway.
Yeah, and by the way, I put it on the tickets Instagram page, but I got locked out of it because they changed passwords. I asked Glenn for the password like 4 days ago, but haven't heard back.
Shoulder shrug?
Just haven't heard. Because I was told on Monday that, oh, just send me an email. It's the bat signal to get you anything you need. I just want a password to Instagram, and I can on the Ticket Miami's page. So go to Brendan_Tobin if you guys want to see all our art from Art Basil. Sneak peeks. You're going to see some, hey, you're going to see gems. Some beautiful art.
Maybe these two mics that don't work?
Yeah, maybe. Don't.
Hey. The fact you should get a minus one.
Nope.
Because you thought it.
No, I'm just.
You should.
I'm playing defense.
Yeah, okay.
We call that anticipated defense.
You can use the Manny Diaz mics. That's a fair game.
What do you, all right, Robbie.
The Manny Diaz mic is always on.
Man, it's just always open.
Always open.
Robbie, so you like this piece that Barry Jackson put in the Miami Herald where he spoke to an unnamed UM trustee, board of trustee member. We brought you some of the quotes. If you guys missed any of it, radio.com rewind, check that on out. But what is the? But you've been promising a money quote that you have loved from this piece.
I have a feeling this is going to get you guys going because the trustee said that he has to, quote, Manny Diaz has to go to a spread offense. He's trying to run the Alabama offense without the players. We can't run a power offense. We have no power line. The offensive line stinks. The worst I've seen here. You have to get the ball out quickly. He's got to make a lot of changes. And he goes, Dan Enos might have been a good quarterback coach, but he's a terrible coordinator.
Is that guy offensive coordinator? I mean.
Yeah, that was actually the board of trustee members, Larry Coker.
I guess. Like, I mean, wow. Schemes?
Mm-hmm.
That's when you have money, you think, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
He also says that's the guy who
spends $9,000 on banana taped to a wall.
Yep.
Basil.
He also, the trustee was very upset that Manny Diaz was praising his team's effort after the loss to Duke, and he goes, quote, was a ridiculous thing to say. Are you kidding me?
I don't disagree with that. I think that's stupid.
Here's what I will say, that sometimes Miami fans lack awareness. Right? And you assume that your team is something that it's not. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
not really.
How good is this team? No, honestly.
They're very average.
Okay. And what is their record?
Even stinks, really.
What's their record?
6-6.
Okay, average. Okay, but.
One's against Bethune, so that's not a TW.
Okay.
So it's really a 5-6 record.
But so when. You hear these comments, a lot of times people are making assumptions that, oh, if they went to this, they'd be 9-3. And I would say that's not accurate. You need to be more aware of what your team is. Miami hasn't been that team.
Yeah, but the coach is also the one who's doing that. Like,
no,
he's like,
right. You're right.
If it's a few plays here, we're 6-0.
Everybody is doing it, but what is doing is that awareness gets lost when the coach says something and then people start believing it. And then, okay, when they play Duke or when they play FIU or when they play all these teams
Georgia
in the
Tech.
Game, Georgia Tech, and they're like, oh, we should be beating the hell out of these teams. And I'm like, wait a minute. No, you shouldn't.
They're saying the same thing about you.
But what I would say is you shouldn't as a coach – praise your team's efforts leading up to preparing for Duke.
No. Look, you need to...
Because you were so woeful in your preparation here, for FIU, that's silly.
Awareness starts with the guy you hear the most.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And sometimes some of the comments he makes, he has spent this whole year backtracking.
Mm-hmm.
So every time he says something, the very next comment is trying to cover up what he just said.
I really do believe it is a very important role of the head coach. Look at Dabo Swinney. Like, Dabo Swinney is in a bit of a media fight right now,
right,
to get his team the credit it deserves, and that's a defending champion.
Right.
He has to go out there and he has to explain, well, we have to be literally perfect over two seasons to even get back into the playoff, and he's in a fight with, you know, Paul Feinbaum, who nobody down here loves, but he is probably one of the most famous faces of college football. And so Dabo's got to go out there, and he's got to get basically into a public opinion war with gas bags.
Right.
And Manny, he himself is a gas bag who just goes up there and just says things, and then it's just like, yeah, but I didn't mean that. And I said that, but I was really talking about this and that. And if you're wholly unprepared to do that job, but you think you're good at that job, it's going to make for a bad mix. Like,
yeah, the rebuild, probably taken out of context, the rebuild is a rebuild of our confidence. That's what we're rebuilding.
By the way, and as long now,
never heard.
I've been around football a long time. You guys have heard interviews. You've gone to pressers for every sport. When have you ever heard a coach say, "We need to rebuild our confidence"?
Never,
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 never.
What are you, Tony Robbins? What are you, having the Canes walk on coals?
So,
trust like, walls.
Here's what I'll say, and so this happens with the fans also. So you have this false sense of how good you are or how good everybody thinks you are. And then what happens is when reality sinks in, you come up with these unbelievable reasons as to why it didn't work out, but we're better. So, for example, this team is 6-6, and there isn't like a number where you could put next to it to say what they should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of the same thing we say about Brian Flores. When the season started, everybody just knew that team was going to be 0-16.
Right.
They've won three games, and although you're pissed off that you won't have the first pick, is that evidence of what kind of coach Brian Flores is? Well, conversely, Manny has come out and made it sound like, okay, this team's going to be 8-4, 9-3, maybe 10-2, right? But the facts of the matter are,
like, when you're opening press conference, you come out and say everybody has to own 7-6. I'm like, oh great, so we're not gonna be average,
right? Exactly. But what if you have an average team? And I'm not saying, and I've said this about my school. You've heard me talk about my school. No, like, I, you know, believe me, I'm Go Blue for life, but at the same time, I'm gonna keep it real, and that is that, yeah, I would like us to beat Ohio State. We're not better than Ohio State, okay? All these teams that come play Big Ten football, which is they come and run it down your throat and do all these things, Michigan can't beat because they're not stout and big enough. I know this. So when they lose to Wisconsin and they lose to Penn State and they lose to Ohio State, all those teams have the same traits. I'm honest about that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see other teams, I get, you know, it's hard for me to tell how good Miami really is because there's so much talk around them that you can't make an honest evaluation because the people who are involved in the program don't.
Yeah, but I think the thing that everybody goes to is no matter what you think of where they should be as far as like a program within the ACC, which has, you know, been a disastrous move ever since they went there. There never should be a point. I don't care if you want to talk about their history being flashed or not. There should never be a point where you're losing to FIU.
Correct. Correct.
That should never be a thing.
Just in general, it is safe to make the assessment, right? And this is not a knock on FIU. This is not a knock on any or FAU or any of these schools. But is it safe to make come to the conclusion that Miami should have much better athletes that are at those two schools?
Yeah.
Okay. That's and so if you come to that conclusion, okay, fine. What about Georgia Tech? Remember that everybody was mad about Virginia Tech? Virginia Tech played for the Coastal, right? So maybe Virginia Tech wasn't as bad as everybody thought.
But Georgia Tech was.
Georgia Tech was.
They're literally calling that year zero. It's not his first year for the coach. They're transitioning from a triple option into regular offense. They're literally calling it year zero.
Right.
Like week zero?
Yes.
Interesting.
Like it's technically, they're basically, it's not even his first year. It's basically a year on the house.
I mean, we were all going nuts with the damn Central Michigan game. Like you're in a dogfight with Central Michigan. Like this, like these.
We never came. Look. Even when they were in that dogfight with Central Michigan, we still were not honest about the situation. We still made the same assumptions about Miami in the future after seeing what they were before.
Well, but in a way, it's almost felt like it felt like they had almost like three different seasons. Like you had the start, and it felt like the start of the year, the story of it was, wow, this is the worst offensive line I've seen in Canes history.
And,
It was atrocious. Then you had a little bit of a run, It started looking like it was going right, and then we have this tale horrific ending where it's just, you know, I mean, you never thought you'd see it in school history, something like this.
No, it's
Where you're patting yourself on the back for having a good week of practice against Duke and losing to them. Like, I know they've lost to Duke, but you know, we used to mock Al Golden for saying, or Randy Shannon for saying, the walk to Duke was
the walk from the locker room.
Yeah, the walk from the locker room is a challenging walk. Like, we mocked that, and now Manny Diaz is praising his team for the way they handled getting ready for Duke.
And last year Duke had Daniel Jones. This year Duke is that.
Now I will say this, in that it is his first year as a head coach. And, like, even though he probably talked a good game and his situation, you know, sounds good, you know, being from here, dad was a mayor and whatever, he's still learning on the job. So I'm going to be interested to see in the future, getting ready for this bowl game and next year, if he's learned anything. Because if he comes out with the same nonsense, then you know. Then you know that, wait, this guy's, there's no substance. And so I'm interested to see. I really don't think that he should be fired. I just think when you're learning on the job, sometimes it looks a bit rough.
You guys want more?
Yeah. This one I didn't know.
Yeah, oh yeah. This one will make you guys laugh. This UM executive says that Manny Diaz, quote, needs better assistance around him. And he said, former UM star and Cleveland Browns executive Alonzo Highsmith, quote, wouldn't be a bad idea. He would do a great job as a football coordinator, judging talent.
Doesn't Alonzo Highsmith run the Browns?
That's what this trustee said.
He's not leaving that job for this?
That's always the name.
Unless you're making Alonzo Highsmith the head coach, he's not leaving that job for the Browns?
Well, is it clear that Alonzo Highsmith is more along the lines of the AD, not...
He says football coordinator. I don't even know.
That, no.
There it's like an overseer to Manny Diaz, in between Manny Diaz and Blake James.
No. He is the vice president of player personnel for the Cleveland Browns, so he's just under Dorsey, isn't he?
Correct.
So he is
he's a Canes bro.
He's a heartbeat away from running the Browns.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about,
again,
dude?
I will say this, and I truly believe this. Because this is his first time coaching, right, that bravado that he would go into the defensive room in, it's time for him to realize that doesn't work everywhere, you know. There's a couple things that I would do if I were Manny. One, turn it down a notch. You can still be an excellent recruiter without putting yourself out there, because people are aware of these things. You know, these kids, contrary to popular belief, you say you need to do this for recruiting, but you know what else you need to do? You need to keep it real, right? You can't be out there running your mouth, right? Like, everybody was excited about turnover chains. You know what everybody's just more excited about?
Wins.
Yeah, but wins with turnover chain is so much fun.
But you,
it was
Tobin,
fun.
You don't understand. You are a smaller version of Manny Diaz, because you want the turnover chain. You want the turnover ring. You don't matter. Oh, that's about the you. It don't matter. Yes, it matters. All that stuff matters. You look like clowns. You look like clowns. Being 6-6 and having turnover chains and touchdown rings.
Well, you don't look ridiculous if you're a fan. Like, the fan, that's what fans are supposed to have fun.
Okay,
I'm not supposed to go into
these things.
There's
a difference between fans and players and coaches. There's a difference. You can put a turnover chain on your shirt, and I'm not going to pass judgment on you. But when you're 6-6.
I did pass judgment on the Canes fans who used to wear ties to the game like Al Golden. Oh, those guys were idiots.
When you're 6-6 and you're in a street fight against Central Michigan and you pull out a turnover chain, okay, now I got a problem.
I have a turnover chain t-shirt from when it first came out a couple years ago, and now I can't wear that shirt anymore.
No. No.
Never?
I got one too.
No,
you can't wear it. Not wearing it for a 6-6 team?
Ever?
Never.
Never?
Now, if they come out and go 5-0, 6-0, you know, turn the ball over.
Then it gets to come back.
Yes. So that's how it works.
It's a very conditional tradition.
It's not a tradition.
It is a tradition.
It is not.
There's a song. Turnover chain. Turnover chain.
See, look. This guy right here.
See, big homie, get the fumble.
This guy.
I mean, it was a good song.
It was a good song. But this guy right here.
See,
this
big
is
homie,
Miami.
Get the pick off.
This is Miami. Unrealistic.
I like Slim's Jay Cutler version, too. Turnover Maine.
Okay. Speaking of the Turnover Maine, his BFF, Adam Gase, got to speak to Miami media yesterday. What does he think about everybody being better with when they're away from him? Next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket. It's an Art Basel Thursday. Guys, go to my Instagram account right now. Brendan_Tobin. You guys see some Art Basel for your ass. We got Art Basel is taking over our building. We had to park in another lot today because there's what they like to call art in our vicinity here. Now, you be the judge. What I see downstairs is painted dumpsters. That's what I see. I see painted. There's one that is, Robbie, it is just a piece of plywood painted black.
What?
It's a piece of plywood painted black. There's nothing there. Now, I don't know. Maybe somebody's going to do one of those live art things where they're painting. Those are cool. I like when artists do that. Where they're like on stage and they're painting, that's kind of cool.
That's like what the Marlins do at their fantasy auction. Sometimes they'll have like the guy.
Right. Yeah, the guy who goes out there and he paints. But this, I don't know what this is. So whatever. Anyway, so we'll get into the Heat. They got beat yesterday, and Jimmy Butler's not happy. So we'll get to some of that. Leroy's too busy scaring Zach. Look at this. He's over there and he's scaring Zach Krantz at the other studio. Instead of doing his own radio show, which is live right now, he's decided, I'm going to just goof off and just do things. Like, I don't understand. Your hijinks have gotten to... Your priorities in the hijinks are too strong right now. You don't believe in doing the radio show more than doing the hijinks. You're out there trying to scare everybody.
I got them.
Okay, but you get them every day. Like, it doesn't get old?
No.
Never?
Never.
Oh, my God.
Because I have to use new tactics on a daily basis.
All right. You're not a green beret.
What? I'm a ninja.
Okay.
That could kick Chuck Norris's ass.
Well, we'll find out. We're going to talk to Tito Ortiz. I don't believe he thinks you're going to kick Chuck Norris's ass.
Right.
So Adam Gase, he spoke to the Miami media yesterday. He's a bum. The worst coach in the NFL by far. You know, some people say Jason Garrett. Others will go out there and, you know, maybe they'll go Nagy on the Bears. You know, these are just easy.
Low-hanging fruit.
Bigger markets. The true top bum in the coaching profession is Adam Gase. He sucks. And he used to be the coach of the Miami Dolphins. Everybody thought he was good, but I told you he sucked years ago. And now everybody's on that train now. Like, it's all easy. Hey, Manish Mehta, you think like you're doing revolutionary stuff in New York Daily News these days. I was on this train a long time ago.
Well, the reason why he's that way is because he was all in on Adam Gase.
Yep.
And he's almost like a jilted lover.
Yeah,
warned him. So he's so mad. He is so mad at Adam Gase.
Yep.
Because he's just hurt. He's hurt, dog. So that's the worst. When you like totally back somebody, you know, especially in sports, you know, you feel good about this guy, you back him, you support him, and then you find out, like, now you got to be honest, and he sucks.
Right, and there's nothing worse than somebody who doesn't want to be honest on whether or not the guy sucks. So, Barry Jackson was one of the reporters. He was all over the place. He was sports buzzing yesterday. Ooh. He was dropping nuggets. He has in his report, it says, a source with direct knowledge said Adam Gase lost confidence in Devontae Parker, believing he could not fully grasp his offense, which is just laughable to begin with because, dude, how hard is your offense? Like, you don't even have plays ready. Like, you spend half the game alone on a bench trying to drop on your Etch-A-Sketch more plays because you need to throw it to another wide receiver. Like, oh, I got a great trick play here. I'm going to do it once. It's going to be fantastic. And then that's all you got for the rest of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we remember last year with Devontae Parker. Remember his agent came out because he was Adam Gase lied to the media and said that he was hurt when he didn't want to just admit that he was a healthy scratch.
Who, Devontae?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember his agent said he should inactivate himself.
Right.
He said that to Adam Gase.
And then he balled out in that Thursday night game because they have no receivers.
So he's going out there and he goes, have you thought about why Devontae Parker wasn't this under you? And he goes, quote, that really hasn't crossed my mind. That's some stuff that you guys have seen, certain points. I saw some stuff a couple of times, especially in 2017.
I'm happy he's been able to stay healthy, and it's working out well for him. That's the player everyone was expecting when he was drafted. Now, what we were expecting was a coach to coach somebody up. But that's not you, Adam. You don't coach anybody up. If they don't fit into your little Denver-Chicago broski brouhaha, then nobody is ever good enough for you. You know, we thought, oh, we're going to bring in Jay Cutler. He's going to throw up to Devontae Parker. No, no. You lose faith on anybody who doesn't think that you're God's gift to football immediately, and then you oust them. Jarvis Landry goes off to Cleveland. Jay Ajayi goes off to Philadelphia and wins the Super Bowl. You are in this weird place where if they don't fall in line with you, then they must be the problem. When in fact, you are the problem. Case in point, the New York Jets, the first team in football history, I think, to lose to two winless teams that were at least 0-7.
No, you're right. It's a hard fact.
He says you're right. No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. You don't have to think. It's
so,
pretty rock solid.
Congratulations, Adam Gase. You're finally a history maker. It's only taken you all this time. You finally have something that you can hold up as your football identity that's not being Peyton Manning's bag boy. And you are now officially in the history books as a guy who's lost to two 0-7 teams. Congrats. Congrats. And now you're about to be passed in the standings by an 0-7, by your former team. And we remember the last time. Can you find this, Robbie? Can we find the clip of him being asked whether or not losing to the Miami Dolphins justifies Stephen Ross's decision to fire him? Because spoiler alert, it does. It does justify firing him. Because Brian Flores is a better coach than Adam Gase. You knew it from the start, and we know it from here on out. I don't care if Brian Flores never makes the playoffs, because let's never forget, Adam Gase made the playoffs on the back of a player he didn't want to play. That means he was along for the playoff ride. He didn't make the playoffs. He got to attend the playoffs. Never forget that, Leroy. Never forget that.
You won't let me.
He was also asked, would the Dolphins have been a playoff team if they had kept Adam Gase and Tannehill and much of the core? He said to that, it is, quote, irrelevant. It's not irrelevant because they wouldn't have. In fact, they would have been worse because you got worse as a coach, because you just get soaked in more ego.
Does this win validate Stephen Ross's decision to fire him?
I'm not going to answer that. It's ridiculous.
Thanks, everyone. Room's open.
What you don't want to answer is the mirror, Adam. That wasn't Manish Mehta asking you a question. That was a mirror. Looking at you and saying to yourself, are you really, really as good as you think you are? And the answer is no, you're not. You suck. You're a terrible coach, and the only reason anybody even gives you a sniff is because you got Peyton Manning's digits, and for some reason, I don't know what it was. Maybe he got your bagels right. I don't know why he loves you so much, but for some reason, you get to put his number on your resume, and they continue to call. So instead of taking the dude from Baylor, they're like, oh, let's get the Papa John's guy. I'd like to talk to him, and so you get a few wow minutes with Peyton Manning. You know, and he's like, oh, yeah, Adam, he's a great guy. They're like, oh, he's a great guy. Peyton Manning said so. Let's hire him. But trust me, that bridge is a-burning.
Somebody said Tobin sounds like he – no. Brian Flores has made a bunch of similar mistakes as Gase.
Oh, really? Really?
I'm sure he'd tell
– name him.
I'm sure he'd tell right. Omar Kelly, who won't say that Brian Flores is a better coach.
Hey.
Right. Yeah. Don't even get me started.
He's made similar mistakes to Adam Gase? Name him.
Right.
Name him. Where? I'd like to know. I'd like to know. Please. Present the facts, not your emotions, okay?
So
has Brian Flores ever run it on third and 10 in a close game because he was afraid of getting sacked in the end zone for his safety?
Brian Flores has shown more guts in 10 weeks of football than Adam Gase showed in 3 years with the Dolphins.
Well, I remember Peyton Manning taking a sack in the end zone 5 years ago.
Yeah. Who could forget what happened with the Denver Broncos back in 2014? I coached Tebow. Get the hell out of here, dude.
Oh, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
Yeah, it's for me?
Yes.
Okay.
Why is Miami sports media so locked in on Adam Gase and Nick Saban? They're gone on to different teams, but you guys sit and harp about these people every day. Meanwhile, your team sucks.
We haven't talked about Saban in a while.
Yeah, who's talked about Nick Saban? Was that guy living? Where does he live in the past?
But
he's talking about me living in the past? Sounds like he lives in the past.
Adam Gase just had a conference call with Dolphins reporters. They're playing
I don't know if you know this, jackass. They're playing Adam Gase this week. So excuse me if this isn't up to your standards. Let's only talk about the present, except it is the present because they're playing Adam Gase, a coach they've already beaten this year, dumb. You know, you were probably one of those same cows sitting at the trough thinking this guy was an offensive guru when I told you flat out the dude was a bum years ago and you didn't want to hear it. You said, oh, Tobin, you're a hater. Oh, bro, you only like the British. You only like JHI because he's got a British accent. No, I like him because he's a good football player and Adam Gase thought that he sucked.
But it's all Ryan Tannehill's fault, bro.
Oh, it's Tannehill, bro. Really? Look what Vrabel's doing with Tan. Does Vrabel strike you as an intellect with that mustache? Not exactly.
Oh, wait. You say Ajayi was Gase's best player, and Gase traded him and didn't want to deal with him. Flores did the same thing with Minka.
No, not the same. Here's why. Because Minka was never the reason for Brian Flores winning. Jay Ajayi was traded because Adam Gase couldn't take the fact that he was the reason for his winning because he likes to believe he's the reason for the winning. So it's not the same, sir. Again, just a small intellect cow who goes up to the old nonsensical trough of dumbness.
Excuse me?
That's right. We're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.